A Michigan highway official is calling this massive winter weather system a death storm. Others are blaming it for deadly accidents in Minnesota and Kansas. The storm stretches 2,000 miles from New Mexico to New England. It may dump record snowfall, have winds up to 60 miles an hour, and tornadoes are also possible in the south. Airlines have already canceled nearly 8,000 flights for today and tomorrow, and a state of emergency has been declared in Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Illinois. Well, joining us from Columbus, Ohio, meteorologist Ed Kieser. He's been covering storms in the Midwest for 23 years. Ed, how would you compare this?
This is a big one for sure. This is probably the biggest one that I've seen in the Midwest since 1978, and there's been some big ones. For Chicago, this will be the biggest storm since 1967.
Well, tell us more about Chicago, because we're hearing at the height, they may get snow falling at the rate of 3 inches an hour. What are you seeing there?
That's true. They seem to be in line for some of the band of the heaviest snow coming in tonight. Not only that, there may be some areas in Chicago that have some Lake Michigan enhancement. The wind's coming from Lake Michigan, from the northeast, and picking up some of the moisture from the lake and depositing it in Chicago. Probably the southern portions of Chicago initially we'll get the most, but all the way along the lake shore there could be some lake enhancement, and that could bump totals up to 2 feet or a little more in some spots. Right now we're looking at a general 14 to 18 inch snowfall, although it's going to be very hard to measure because of the strong winds. Some of the gusts along the lake shore will be over 50 miles per hour.
Wow, dumping the lake, literally the lake. I mean, we hear huge waves and so extreme a snowfall that maybe snowplows are going to be useless there for a while. Just give us a quick thumbnail. Oklahoma, Kansas, I mean, FEMA is saying that Oklahoma has requested an incident management assistant team from FEMA to that state. So just give us a quick thumbnail of other snowfalls.
Well, to put it in simple terms, there are blizzard warnings out all the way from Oklahoma City and Tulsa northeastward through St. Louis and Columbia, Missouri, Kansas City, on into Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, and Wisconsin, and then for tonight into tomorrow, Detroit, Michigan. So a large swath from Oklahoma all the way to Michigan under blizzard warnings for heavy snow along with very strong winds. So this is going to be a widespread problem for that entire area. And in many places, 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall, and winds will be gusting over 40 miles per hour, and in some cases over 50 miles per hour. So that just makes for impossible cleaning of the road.
Well, we're going to talk about some new methods states are using, but here in the New England area, we're expected to get, something like 18 inches? No, what did they say? Maybe 12 inches on top of the feet that we already have. We had the Christmas blizzard up here in the Northeast. And I know I drove from Philly to Boston and sort of poo-pooed it. You know, it looks just like a snowstorm until you hit the blizzard part. And then it's scary as all get out. I mean, you just can't see anything. Is that what parts of the state are seeing? Is parts of the country seeing?
That's what a large swath is going to be seeing here all the way from, as I mentioned, Oklahoma on up to Michigan. Once the snow starts falling heavily along with the strong winds, and the winds will be strongest tonight and strongest from eastern Iowa and northeastern Missouri across northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin into northwest Indiana and southern Michigan. That's the areas that are probably going to get the worst of the blizzard. But as you mentioned, even Oklahoma and parts of Kansas already getting it. And that snow is going to come east. There's going to be a swath of heavy snow tomorrow across New York State, especially the Mohawk Valley, into parts of New England. And just south of that heavy snow area, there's going to be some areas that get a thick accumulation of ice, which will lead to downed trees and power lines and power outages.
Oh, joy. And by the way, it's a two-stage storm, the big punch tonight, but then another punch following it, really duking it out with us here. By the way, I misspoke. Here in the New England area, in the Boston area, we might be getting 18 inches of snow. 12, 18. At this point,
once it gets over a foot, it's just a big mess.
Yeah.
And I think the thing to keep in mind is travel is just going to be not advisable for a large area for a couple of days. And where the winds are very strong, especially, nobody can really travel in that weather.
Right. Ed Kieser, a meteorologist who's been monitoring this massive storm from his base in Columbus, Ohio. Ed, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.